3rd. BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, the classic serial. A haunting tale of love and war set in a remote Scottish village during the last months of World War II.
Another Time, Another Place by Jesse Kesson. Dramatised by Sue Glover.
Black clouds, black sea, black hills, black rain, black, black, wait, wait. Black Monday, Black Isle.
No work in this rain, McQueen's.
Is that so, Finlay?
My goodness, how did we never tack tent to the rain and it drumming on the roof all night long? And we never kenned afore when it's raining, there's no work. And no work means no pay.
Corn's lying flat as a plank up yonder.
Flat as a duck pond, mate, like.
Still, it'll give you wifeys the time to do your washing.
In the rain? And where will it dry my washing, Finlay, eh? Tell me now.
Ah, oh, typical man. He thinks shirts and briefs fly clean and dry through the windy and hang themselves over the chair.
You heard that?
I should care. Thinks after a day in the field stooking corn, we gang home, mak the supper, wash and dry the clades, and polish the bairn's boots for the school. All in a whistle.
What's that, Kirsty?
You heard you that time.
I was saying to Janie, I'll be missing the extra pay.
Well, there's extra pay for one of you, whichever wants it. Someone's to raid up the bothy there. Meg's already said no, she hasn't had the time.
The pigman's bothy? Why? Oh, no thanks, no me. Are we getting another pigman?
POWs. Prisoners at war. Italians.
Italians? Italians?
Oh, there's three of them to bide in the bothy there, so it needs a scrub.
But no by me. I wouldn't step out of the door of that hole.
Well, Janie here can do it then. Well, after all, the bothies again her gable end. You can always gear a hand, Kirsty, if
no
you feel...
No me. I've darg enough in the fields. Not to mention my own hoose. I'm no plain charwifey for prisoners of war. The enemy! And, by the by, Finlay, I dinna hear wash day when it's howling with rain.
No, well, better start straight away, Janie. We'll be sent up here by the end of the week.
Prisoners? What, have they escaped?
Escape where? From what I've seen, they're none too keen on fighting. They'll be happy enough just sitting out the war. It's a long way to Italia.
Italia?
Oh, you've just to fetch them a few messages from the grocer's van and give them a can of milk, and you've enough to spare. You'll get a bit extra from the maester for your pains.
Oh, jinks, Janie, that's some stew. Enough to give you the boke.
Just the flare in the window. If I stir in the walls or that stove, I'll be here till hug my knee.
How much are you getting for all this, did Finlay say?
Oh, you never even asked, did you? Dafty. You should have said no, anyway.
Somebody has to do it.
I've bairns to see to, and so has Meg. That's why Finlay speared you.
Italians should be kept locked away, or at least down at the camp. They're expecting a hail crowd of them over there. The huts are going up now.
Well, Finlay, the boss must have asked for three of them to work this firm. We're short of two men and the camp's away the other side of the hill.
Italians. Lord only knows what Elspeth will say.
Well, I'll tell her tomorrow. I'm going up to a hill and...
No, you'll know.
I'm going up there to bake. We always bake something.
You haven't the sense you were born with. Bad enough housekeeping for the enemy.
I'm not. I'm only...
You'd keep clear of a hill.
But she's teaching me to bake. I never learnt in the orphanage. Scrubbing and sewing, that's all we learned. And she tells me about Canada. She kens all about it. We hadn't Callum going there when the war's over.
The war isn't over. It might as well be for Callum. There's not many missing soldiers turn up alive.
Well, nae news is good news. That's what folks say. He might be anywhere. He might be on his way home. He might be a POW.
And he might know. Prisoners write letters. And there's never been a sniff of one. Leave her be, at least for now. I've a baking pamphlet from the rural somewhere, if you're wanting recipes. Though the last time I saw it, the bairns were using it for colouring.
Oh, there you are. About time, too.
Janie! Are you there? Come out here, quick.
Just stand there a minute, lads, while I get a look at you.
What is it? They're here, the POWs.
Stand. Stand still. Stand. Stop!
Come donnering up the lawn, as if they were on a holiday.
Ah, right. Now, I'm the steward here. The boss.
Boss! Or stop here, do it.
And Mr. Murray's his boss.
I am your boss, okay? I tell you what to do. I give the orders. First thing, a morning. Now, which one of you speaks English? What about you? Oh, bloody marvellous. Come here, Janie, come here, over here. This, Mistress Ainsley, your neighbour, next door. There, see? You there, in the bothy. Janie, Mistress Ainsley, there, in her cottage. She'll keep an eye out. She will help. If you need, you ask. Ratatata.
Good God, friendly man. You should have gone on the stage.
Knock for help. Grocer. Postie. Knock on wall or door. Ratatata. Knock on window. Knock on door.
Oh, clear as mud, friendly.
Aye, the postie lives in the walk.
Grocer tea.
Oh, please shoo, you bism. Now, one of you loons speaks English. Officer, tell me one of you speaks a word or two anyway.
Then I look awful like the enemy, Finlay.
Merely like a bunch of tinks at Mr. Waite Fair.
When do I get paid for the milk, Finlay, and the cleaning?
Oh, aye. Didn't worry, lass. Didn't worry about that. You'll get it ye week.
Oh, there wouldn't always be that much milk to spare, you see.
Tomorrow, work in field. Aye, and you too, Kirsty, Janie, Meg. Field's drying out fine. We'll be stook in the morn. And see you on time. Make sure these eye ties come along with you. On time now.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning. Hello.
Parla italiano, signora?
No.
Italiano, signora?
French. Je parle French. Francais. At the school.
Luigi. Me. Luigi from Napoli. Here Umberto.
Hello.
Here Paolo.
Paolo. Paolo. Hello. Oh, you've been decorating already.
You like Madonna? Paolo make for me. My Madonna. For me.
Yes. Oh, very much. She is beautiful. You painted her onto the wall. Oh, no, it's chalk. A chalk painting. Drawing. Picture.
For me. Paolo make. My Madonna.
Yes. It's very beautiful. Well, I have to go. I just brought you the milk. What's that you're making?
Paolo make. Never stop. With a knife and a wood. Make for bambini.
Bambi?
Sì. Bambino. Mamma. Bambini. Madonna bambino.
Oh, Benz. Bambino. You have bambino, Paolo.
No, Paolo no. He worked for everybody, bambini. Paolo give, no sell, no cigarette, no chocolate. Stupido no sell. Give to everybody. Paolo work, everybody send toys home. L'Italia.
Oh, it's beautiful, this little cart. It's too beautiful to be a toy. Oh, and the wheels work. No, just a little seat, a wee manny sitting there. A whip in his hand. And the wee donkey, he slots into the shafts just so.
Stupid, no sell.
It's lovely, Paolo.
It's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
Grazie.
Oh, well. I have to go now. You leave the milk can on the step so I can scald it in the morning. This? Out here. Yes? On the step. Doorstep. Out here. Yes? Goodbye.
Arrivederci.
Signora. 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 You like Luigi? Yes?
What?
You like? Possible? Possible you like the jiggy jig?
What? No, get away! No!
Perché non possibile? Ma perché? Perché?
Husband, that's why. Husband, married. Look, wedding ring. Husband, there, inside cottage. Next door, cattleman. My husband, the cattleman.
Bella, bella ragazza. Ma perché no, bella ragazza? Non ti fare mica male, perché no?
Jiggy jig. Jiggy jig. The cheek of it. What does he think? Who does he... The neck of it. The neck of it. The hard, hard neck.
Yatter, natter through the wa. Worse than a bunch of quines at the grocer's van. Why should you skivvy for a bunch of eye ties?
Kirsten Meg of Bairns, so that leaves me.
Aye. Well.
And if I'd said no, they'd be there, next door anyway. We'd still be hearing them, and Finlay would be mad at me. He'd maybe say he didn't need me in the fields now he's got three extra. Look, it'll be a bit to pit behind the tea caddy, Robert.
And be sure and see Finlay gives you it then. Regular.
And I'll earn a bit more for the harvest.
Aye. Well. True enough.
Something to pit by. I thought that would please you.
Finlay says it are city lads. Any use in the fields. The Italians up at Lowry's place couldn't even mend up the sacks. Glued the whole lot together into one giant piece of sackcloth.
What for? What made them do that?
Lord knows. I must think the Black Isles that bit are called the fields I need blankets.
Well, everything's foreign to them. The fields, the countryside, the cold, the language. They must feel it badly, the foreignness.
They'd feel it badly locked up in some jail.
I'd love to go to Italy. Italia! I'd love to speak a foreign language. Properly. Yatter natter, no like in school. We could go there, Robert. When the war's over. We could walk there, like the gypsies did.
Tinker's blood will out, eh? I didn't mean...
You did.
You can forget your Napoli. I was born in this neck of the woods and I'll no leave it till I'm laid in a box. And just keep praying that the herd stays healthy and the sun shines in the harvest.
Oh, leave off scratching like that, Jeanie. You'll make it worse, I'm telling you.
The bats blare and the mice run up my legs. That last gin was a rot. It was gay muckle for a moosey.
It'll toughen you up in time for the tatty harvest, Jeanie.
And the chaff's in my ear. Doing my clays, it hurts.
Oh, you thought the chaff would keep out of your ladyship's face and out of the way of your legs. Mm. With a skirtsy short, we can see your bahookie, never mind your hunties. And your sleeves. Are you going to con sleeves? They barely cover your oxters. What kind of a lass wears her Sunday blouse for field work?
It's no my Sunday best. No, now.
Not now. You were wearing it last Sunday, we saw you.
She's all pretty, Missy Gentry, for the Italians. That Luigi.
What? Luigi?
Oh. Have you heard this, my friends? Jeannie speaks the lingo. Got the accent to your tea.
Luigi.
Quite the pan loaf.
I didn't give a cuss for Luigi.
Luigi?
And I'm wearing this blouse because, well, because there's room for my arms to move in it.
Oh, your arms, is it? That'll be right.
I wear my best blouse to feel better, bonnier, to feel like a real grown-up person. When I'm covered in a peony made of clarty old socks, I smell, feel like I'm still in the orphanage. I want to be me. I want somebody to notice my blouse, my skin, my uncles, my inn. Somebody handsome, like Paolo. 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 But never a cake. Nae a glisk. No. I'm naebdy. Invisible. Naebdy.
Rhapsody divine, zing, zing, went the strings of my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for an eightsome reel. Come on, there's a bonny row of quine sitting over there all waiting in a dancing partner. Come on, lads. Come on, Kirsty.
You go, Jeannie.
Nana, it's Jeannie's son.
He's blazing drunk.
Ah, you gave him a run for his money.
You can't sit there on the straw all night, Kirsty.
If I tack my backside off this bale, some other body will tack my place. I'll be stood stony the rest of the night.
Sit there all night, Kirsty, and the straw will be an all nuke and poke.
Look at rucky thoughts of your cell door, Tamsin.
Your alec will hear a prickly night, won't it?
Oh, the impudence. The neck of that loon alec.
Well, look who's come to join us. Come in, lads. Come in. Come, dinna hover in the doorway there. It's the harvest hame. Because the harvest field is one hame, you ken. A wee bit Kelly, song and dance.
And a drinky, Finlay. Remember the wee bit drink.
Right. Now, everybody, take your partners. And you lot, Paul, Bertie, Lucy. There's a row of lassies over there.
I'll no dance with any of them.
I'll dance with them.
Wait, no, sit down, can't you? Biz them.
You show them, Jeannie. Dance them off their feet.
Paolo, will you dance?
She'd get shot for less in France.
No, signora, scusi, no.
Umberto?
Me. I dance. Luigi. Very well, yes?
Kirsty, look after my car, will you?
What for? I'm too warm.
Then sit down, you bitch.
That's right, Lucy. Your toes, all right? Yeah. Dancy, I'm a little bit. No. Talk in there. That's it.
Nah, dinna drink that, man. That's for lassies.
What's that, then?
A fruit cup, they cried.
Is that a bit of whiskey in it?
Nah, oranges and lemons.
Oh, man!
Well, you showed them right enough. Petticoat aboon your head, flinging yourself about like I dinna ken what. Danced every dance with somebody or other.
And you did the asking,
didn't he?
You asked the Italians.
It's a harvest hame. You're supposed to dance. You're supposed to rejoice.
Those foreigners gawping at you, their eyes out on stalks.
It wasn't my fault I failed. Luigi was biddling me off my feet.
You asked him. You asked.
Well, at least I didn't clamp myself in a hay bale all night. At least I enjoyed myself.
Oh,
oh, there's Robert up ahead. I'd better catch him up.
Biss him! Oh, you jumped to biss him. And you got that frock off my catalogue. I ken how much it cost you. Way too much.
Aye, then. It was a braw night.
Except you never danced with me, Robert.
I can't. You can fine, I can't.
Finlay was in fine fettle, even if he was foo.
Aye. Did you like my outfit?
What?
My frock. My new frock. The colours o' autumn.
Aye. Aye, it's bonny.
I got it with the hen money. Elspeth never came down for Chullin.
Can't I blame her?
She'll be hearing the music. It'll rise up the hill. Such a still night.
Our Callum was some dancer. On the gold at the Highland Games several times. Aye. A bonny pair. Elspeth and Callum. They danced close together. Those new dancers like the folk in the films. Other couples would stop to look on. And those two would have wed some time back afore the war, but for his old mother.
Elspeth? She clumps about in that old mark day in, day out, and on old wellies.
Old mother or no, those two could fair enjoy themselves. A bonny pair.
A bonny pair.
The heifer will likely calf afore the morn. It being the first, I'll maybe need a hand. I'll just check on her now. Bring my work clothes down the byre, will you, till I change my breeks. And bring the other lamp.
A bonny pair. To dance right well, you have to be a pair. Does nobody notice me? And the colours of autumn. Stars. Moon. Hello. I'm here. Whee! Dinna flee away, doos. Look at me. Birling. Dancing. Oh. I'm Jeanie. Know the orphanage bairn. Know the cattleman's wifey. I'm Jeanie. In a frock frae the catalogue. The colours of autumn. And I'm dancing. Dancing.
Caramilla.
No, no, no.
Possible. Possible. One time possible.
No time. No possible. No possible.
Scusi, signora. Scusi, scusi, mi scusi.
Is that you, Alec? Oh, high time too, harvest home or no harvest home.
It's only me, Kirsty.
In God's name, what are you... Is Robert there too? Oh, can the pair of you know fiddle faddle back here?
Robert's in the byre with a cow calving. I'm needed in the byre.
In those shoes, in that frock. Who else is out there? Ugh, clean daft.
There you are. Good. Wouldn't be long now. Did you bring the other tilly lamp?
The lamp?
And my clays?
No.
If I didn't have came better, I'd swear you had a drama or three. We'll get a move on, Quine. She'll be dropping it, guys, soon. I'm still in my good Sunday clays.
Hi, I'm gone.
And didn't forget the tilly. Oh, damn it. Blast it, Quine. Shh. It's all right, my beastie. Hold still now.
It's a fine place to be born in the byre. Warm and dry.
It's a good wee coffee. She'll put some treacle in the marsh for its mother here. She's had a night of it.
She'll knock the wee thing out if she licks it any harder.
The calf needs to be clean. And the licking helps bring on her milk.
Oh, I hate when you take the calf from the mother and she cries for it for days and nights.
And you get used to it.
No. I'll never get used to it. All set for the tarties tomorrow, then?
Oh, tarties. They close the school so the bairns can help with the tarties. Help the dominie more like sitting at leisure in an empty schoolhouse. Nothing for him to do for a week or more. And I have the bairns under my feet in the hoose and in the field. Their clay's rotten with the wet in the muds. Aye, nothing but glor frae now to the spring.
Boy! There's Christmas.
Christmas, Max work for wives.
And hug me knee.
Max beasts of men. Ali! Jim, I'll no tell you again. Keep away from the bothy. You keep away from the Italians.
They'll be wanting to check on the bogey cart. Paolo's making them one.
A carty? A real one?
Aye. It's big enough for the two of them.
For my bairns? Oh? Oh, well.
Paolo makes wonderful toys and pictures. He loves making...
Months of glore. That'll suit those eye ties fine. Nothing to do but sit in their bahookies and play with Baron's toys.
Kirsty, there you are, Jeannie.
Oh, what now?
One of you quines nip up to Achillean and say to Elspeth I could do her at the tatties.
You'll have to go. Have these Baron's to fetch to the tea.
Hello, Benji. Hello, old boy.
Benji, come here.
So, it's yourself.
Elspeth. Elspeth Finlay says...
Tell Finlay no.
Elspeth, dinna go, please. Dinna shut the door.
I'm busy. Finlay's son, Nick, asking me to hauk tatties. I've got a croft to run here on my own. And you're busy too, I hear. Keeping house for, how many is it?
Isn't it like that, Elspeth? I just fetched the odd message for...
For Italians.
It's because I'm next door to the bothy. It's just... a bit to pit by in the caddy.
Pieces of silver.
No, it's no light. These Italians, they were the ones fighting at Monte Cassino.
Look at yourself.
What do you mean?
Are these your working clothes? Young blouse. Must have taken an age to iron those pleats. And curling your hair. What for? The tatty feels.
I can move my arms easier in this blouse.
Jeannie, go home. Take a look at yourself, and take a good look at your man while you're at it.
He wanna take a look at me. He wanna look, wanna dance, wanna talk. I'm nobody. Nothing. There's nobody in the cottages, Kirsty and Meg, and in a fit. I'm no... They ken I can't do things right. I can't bear it.
You can't bear it.
It's like he's going to get angry at me and then he acts fear. Like he doesn't want me near and that makes me angry at him and shamed. For both of us angry and... Oh, I thought a farm would be grand. It's no. It's a jail. Farm. Cottage. Bed.
You'd best come inside. No sense going back down the hill in that state. A real farm down there's tittle-tattling as it is. Sit down over there. Oh, didn't I greet? Take a scone. Not you, Benji! Down! You're making a muckle show of yourself. Can you not see that?
Me?
You and that greasy Luigi.
Luigi? Luigi, I can't have told the man.
Is that right?
What they're saying is no like that.
Drink it. It's fresh enough brewed. Waste not, want not. There is a war on.
When you and Callum used to go to the dancing...
Oh, yes.
Did my Robert go to the dancing tea?
He'd be there, like as not. But he's our shy, Robert. Never danced that I mind. Never asked a body.
But he always went to the dancing. The fair, the Lammas Mark, the Fiddler's Rally.
The Highland Games. Mm-hmm. Curling matches, blowing matches. Of course he went. All of us went.
I've never... The Monday after I left school, the orphanage sent me into service. That doctor's house, his horrible wife. I've never... Never...
Most of us live with never, Quine. One way or another. You left the doctor's house behind and the horrible wife. That bit's all over, so... Next thing is you'll...
Oh, have a bairn? When you're getting a bairn, you'd ken, wouldn't you? You would feel... something.
The second it started to happen, something happening inside you, you wouldn't no feel it.
Maybe. Maybe not.
That's what the doctor said. Last year when I was sick and he was sure I was pregnant, but I told him I couldn't be. I'd never felt anything. I would know, I would feel something lying there.
What did he say, the doctor?
Maybe not. Even hens feel something. I've seen when the cock covers them. Even the hens know.
Well, I've the cow to milk. And you've your cows to milk, too. Don't be asking Kirsty about it. Falling pregnant. I know she and Meg are the ones with the bairns, but...
No, I wouldn't know them. Besides, I know I'd feel it happen. Something as important as that. The most important thing.
See the gate into the woods right shut. Catch his shugly.
I will.
If Finlay or the boss sees my ewes in the wood, they'll give me what for.
Oh, I can't help her, Benji. Daren't say aught. The spinster of a Chullin. Not supposed to know. Call them and me. I couldn't trust myself to speak his name to others, far less the most important thing. There's nae luck about the house. There's nae luck at all. There's little pleasure in the house when our good man's awa'. If I'd fallen for a bairn, they'd be treating me like dirt now, aye. And then the bairn too. Oh, but still.
You lads, quit throwing tatties or I'll turn your hides to help me.
Mind what he says, bairns, you're no here to play. Lift the drill clean or he'll send me off with no pay.
Mind when the tatties were still in bloom. Oh, the fields were bonny then.
There's a nip in the air, winter's on its way.
Later, later.
Where's yon loon officer now?
The postie. She's just gone past on her bike.
Later, later.
He's hardly lifted a tatty all day.
He's over the dyke. He's leaving the field.
It's Elspeth needs a letter.
Later, postie.
Finlay's going to kill him.
Ma vai, Henny.
Non ti preoccupare, Luigi. Se la tua mamma fosse malata, uno dei tuoi cugini ti avrebbe scritto.
You forget to leave the milk can on the step again.
Ma è una lettera per me. Forse pensa che io sia morto. Forse la mia mamma è morta. Oh, mia povera. Povera mamma.
Una lettera arriverà fra poco. Forse domani. C'è sempre domani.
Domani, yes. Lettera domani, Luigi.
Le lettere, sì, sono per sì.
Sì, come la lettera di Riccardo, ti ricordi?
Oh, sono malato. Proprio come la mia mamma. Forse morirò come la mamma. Non importa a nessuno. Luigi sick. Signora, Luigi, die. Rain, rain, no sun.
Lettera domani, Luigi. Paolo, Umberto, you wanna forget to leave the can on the step so I can scald it?
La Scozia non ha niente. Niente sole, niente strada, nessuno gente.
Niente vino, niente caffè, niente pasta.
Possibile? Yes?
No.
Nobody like Luigi. You no like Luigi? Ma you like Paolo. Yes, you look Paolo always, always. Paolo no like you. Paolo no like Scottish girl. Paolo only like Italian girl.
Are you like Luigi? Possible.
I'm busy, Luigi. Go away.
Possible.
Oh, no. Watch the pail. If I spill this milk, not now.
Not now? Not now. Sometime, yes.
Married, I told you. Husband, wedding ring.
Look. Why you look at cow? Look at Luigi. Hide face under cow. Look at me. Look at Luigi. One time, only one. Yes? Oh, cara mia. Sometime. Yes. Soon. One time soon. Yes.
You took a milk next to her and forgot her messages. The loaf in the jar.
Well, I can't go back now.
So the messages will sit here till morning?
I have the pots to wash and I've sewn today. Could you no go?
It's no my job.
Just while I...
That's women's work. Besides, I'm ready for my bed.
They can wait for the loaf then, till tomorrow.
Oh. Here we go. Some folk never sleep. You go and tell them.
No!
Well, you're paid.
I'm paid for messages and milk.
To keep them in order.
You give them an order then. You speak to them this time.
You're the one that speaks the lingo.
Me? Who says?
You're Italians, that's fit to cry them.
They're no mine.
Well, they're no mine.
I never wanted them on my doorstep.
Neither did I. And I am sick to death of that noise, night. Yatter natter till the small hours. Plonkety plonk on yon squeeze box. Well, if you won't tell them to shut it, then at least put out the lamp and get into bed. We've to rise a deal earlier than them, eh, morning?
They can hear everything.
I wouldn't care if they understood a word.
They understand enough.
A trio of no good shiftless work, shy eye ties. If we had bairns, they wouldn't get a drop of that spare milk. Bairns. Oh, aye.
What do you mean?
Well, there'll no be any bairns. Not when you...
What do you mean?
You didn't want bairns.
What?
It's easy to see. Lying there. Like a log.
A log? I'm the log. You're the log. Aye, they understand enough. More than enough.
Oh, God, I hate snow. School closed again. Wet clays again. One mere snowball at my windy and I'll scalp you, my lad. Aye. You too, Luigi. He's worse than the bairns. You'd think he'd never seen snow before.
Maybe he hasn't.
Oh, and see who's given us the pleasure of her company.
Is that the maid for the big hoose?
Nance. Aye. Fancy Nance. She was sent out here to pick holly for the Christmas decorations. No a leaf picked so far. Too busy giving your eye ties the glad eye. Whew. And mere fancy pants. What kind of queen laughs like a banshee, eh? She's been through most of the camp already.
How do you mean?
Oh, you can find what I mean. She's always skittering round the camp. My man saw her up on the hill, afore the snow, with one of the eye ties. At it like knives, rolling about, and her panting and squealing, like some steam engine. Bare white thighs, wide as a coo she is. And still in her maid's uniform. It wasn't even her half day. Look at that Luigi clutching her bahuki. And her hands all over him. No fit sight for my bairns. Ali! Jim! Away inside, it's near dinner time. It's enough to put you off your meat. Disgusting, I call it.
Disgusting.
Someone will be walking down to the main road soon with nothing but her suitcase, no job, no reference, no bus fare. And a bun in the oven like as not.
She's free.
What?
You bairns, knock that snow off your boots.
Free to go anywhere. Work, wander, any place.
Aye, snowing again. Oh, worse than ever. Oh, my hands are numb. Can I feel my feet at all?
The kettle's on the swee. I'll fetch a bowl.
Mind it's not too hot. Oh, chilblains are the devil's work. Oh.
Mind my cards. Mind.
What?
My Christmas cards. I'm making some.
What for?
For Christmas. I made 3 for the Italians.
Oh, for pity's sake.
And the bestings for Elspeth. Look, I've even put holly on the envelope. But I can't take it up there, the snow's lying too deep.
Well, Finlay and Malky are digging their way up to a hill in the now.
What's wrong? Is she ill?
Postie only got through the snow as far as the lodge this morning. And all for the one letter. It's for Elspeth.
What kind of letter?
Wrong kind. Mm. Typed address. Postie's seen that kind afore.
But it might...
No, but... You'd have thought the postie could have waited a couple of days till after Christmas, but no. It's not allowed.
Not knowing at Christmas might be worse than knowing.
Aye. Maybe. What about the hen? Did you pluck it?
I couldn't.
Och. Give it to me then.
Those chicks were the first I had. You brought them home just after we were wed.
And that's more than a year since, and that chin's never laid
out. I won't. And I don't want you to kill her.
Well, what'll there be for Christmas dinner then?
Well, there's some bacon. There's tins of corned beef.
We'll need that for Hugman, eh? And after. None of the other hens are laying right now. Could be snowed up for weeks. There's bound to be more coming. I'll see to it now. Before I get too warm at the fire, as soon as I've dried off my feet. Dinna worry about it. Dinna think about it. That way you'll get used to it.
Aye. I'll get used to it.
Mamma mia. Luigi sick. Very sick.
No. You're no. You're due can work. Where's the lid of this can? You never left it. You keep forgetting.
Oh, don't go. Don't.
No, Luigi.
No, don't go. No, please.
I told you, no.
One time.
No,
per piacere.
No, possible.
Oh, please.
Someone will come. Kirsty's outside and Meg. I'll scream.
Shh. One time. Only one. Only one bella ragazza. Please, come.
No, I can't.
Come.
Someone will shout on me.
Oh, no.
I should be.
See, it's so nice to lie down. Down, stay down. Nice. Yes? Oh, bella. Oh. Here and here. Oh, bella. Oh, bella. Yes, you like. You like.
Yes. No, I should be.
Ma, you like.
Yes. Yes.
No sign of her all morning. Her voice is still on the line.
Luigi. Mm. Do you like me? Really? You think I'm beautiful?
See, of course.
Dinner time already, lads. Some of these loons just hate working in the rain.
Oh, it's nothing. Nobody cares.
Oh, no, don't let them in. Oh, please.
Buongiorno, signora. Signora.
Buongiorno, signora. Signora. It's nothing. Nobody care. Nobody care. I don't care. I'm glad.
I am beautiful. And I'm glad. Glad. If this wee mirror was big, as big as me, I could see. See me beautiful. All of me. All of me, all over. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? And they know. They saw. They'll tell. They know. They know what I've done.
Aye. You're busy today? Looks like you're needing some tea, eh? Jeannie. The kettle's on the boil there. I could make you a cup of tea.
No, I haven't the time.
You look as if you could do with one. I know I could myself.
I'll have to get on. I need the kettle. I need that water for the flare.
The way to the buyer. Till you finish then.
I don't care.
The British Broadcasting Corporation presents Radio Newsreel, Victory Edition. Tuesday, May 8th, 1945. A date for history. Britain celebrates the end of the war in Europe.
Scordiamoci in passato, sime Napoli paesa.
Viva Italia!
No more Tatis, no more Nips, no more Scotland. Italia tomorrow, Napoli domani.
Anyone would think you'd won the bloody war, Luigi.
Never seen Luigi move so fast, except when he thought there was a letter off the postie.
Grand news, Robert.
Grand news. All the boys will be coming home.
Aye, well, we'll get any work out of this lot now, eh?
There's still the beast to feed, Neeps to mash.
Aye, well, I've a feeling you'll be doing that on your own.
One time more. Today. Last time. You like Luigi, I know you like. No one tell. One more time and no one tell boss. No one tell Finley. Cattle man.
I go wood. I go now, I wait. You come, last time you come.
Everybody happy down there. Huh? Luigi happy. Very happy.
You like me, Luigi. Will you miss me?
Ma lie down. Lie here, it's good here. Lie down, go on. Go on down. Yes, down.
Do you love me, Luigi? Me amo.
Sì, sì, of course.
Sempre, Luigi. Sempre.
Oh, sì, sì, sempre, sempre.
Oh, there's too many twigs here. Oh, there's a stone in my back.
Oh. My jacket. Oh. There. By your coat. Take it off.
No.
And this. Take it off. Well, lie down. No worry, lie down.
Say you love me. Say it, Luigi.
And this. All these clothes. No worry. I make you warm. Yes. I make you warm.
Please, Luigi. Say it. Please.
Yes. I make you warm. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, domani Napoli.
I begged. I begged. Begged him to say he loved me.
I go now.
No, not now. There's somebody still there.
I go a long way around. Nobody know.
How can I get up? I have to. I must get up. Go down through the wood. To the byre. The coos. The hens. Cook. Wash. Tarties. Neeps. Forever. Forever and aye.
Where have you been?
The both is empty.
Did you not hear the stooshy?
Have they gone already?
Oh, you missed yourself wherever you were. My God, that Nancy Pants can
fear like them. Already?
They've gone all right. The whole damn lot of them. Back to the camp. Under guard. For interrogation.
For what?
Nance was assaulted. She says one of the Italians tried to rape her.
Nance was raped?
Very nearly. By a POW.
Not one of hers, though.
She recognised the uniform. But she couldn't rightly say who. Too busy fighting him off and running away. Well, that makes a change. She was coming down through the wood. She'd been delivering a message
the wood.
To her.
Nance was in the wood?
Aye, Achallan Wood. After the others had all gone back to the camp. And Umberto and Paolo were helping Finlay with the lorry, so it must have been Luigi.
It couldn't have been Luigi.
Ach, aye, still sweet on
no.
him. Well, he's vanished.
But half the camp was up here at the farm, singing and daffing. It could be all...
Then why has he disappeared, eh?
Because
you
he was
me
with
why?
Me. In the wood. His jacket was scratchy. Oil in his hair. He took off my clothes.
That greasy eye tie was always sniffing round Nance. Mind you, she was at it with the Hale camp. Every man jack.
I thought it would be like the first time. I thought it would be better. Wonderful. I wanted...
And when they do find him... He'll never see old Napoli again. It's the jail.
Jail? They can't put him in jail. He was with me.
Should all have been jailed in the first place. Thank goodness they're going. The lorries are coming for them tomorrow.
I have to tell them. Before the lorries come. I have to go to the camp now. Before the lorries come.
Where are you off to now? Janie? Where the hell are you going?
Sir.
What is it, Corporal?
Someone from the farm, sir, where yesterday's assault took place. A young woman, sir.
Oh, another one.
She says it's important, sir.
Very well. Mrs. Ainslie, if what you tell me is true...
It's true.
Yes, well, if what you tell me
is... Do you
is...
think I'd make it up? It couldn't have been Luigi. Luigi was with me.
Your relationship with the prisoner, was it of an intimate nature? Was it a sexual relationship?
Yes.
Then let me explain. A prisoner may not consort intimately with a civilian, any civilian. Therefore, Luigi Giordano must remain in our custody. Do you understand, Mrs. Ainslie? Well, that's all I can say on the matter. Mrs. Ainslie, you best be on your way. It's getting late and you won't see so well in the dusk. Corporal?
Yes, sir.
Show Mrs. Ainslie...
Vinnie. Vinnie.
What brings you up here so early?
I wanted to look down on the road below.
You're too late. The lorries have gone. Two of them, jam-packed. Could hear them singing from here. They had Luigi on his own in the back of a truck. It left a bit later. Headed Inverness way.
Elspeth.
Forget about it. Go home.
Home?
Try to forget about it.
How? How can I?
If you forget, the others will, in time.
Oh, I feel I'm in jail, like Luigi. I could go. Just go.
Go where? Do what? Hmm? It's milking time.
Go on down. Go on. Go home.
Home. I go home through the wood. I hear the coos lowing. See Robert cross the yard. I never want to talk to folk, nor see them even. Never again. My boots are so heavy they suck me into the ground. The bothy door hangs open. I go to shut it. Kirsty's youngest is inside.
Jeannie, look, it's for you.
He's hugging a bottle. A whiskey bottle. Something inside.
How did it get in there?
A ship inside a bottle. With waves all in it. Blue and white. And masts. And sails. I take it from him.
How did they do it? How?
I untie the bit of card that's wound round the cork.
Is it magic?
Con amore e molta felicità. Paolo Umberto Luigi. Amore. Love. Con amore. With love.
In Another Time, Another Place by Jesse Kesson, Janie was played by Claire Knight, Luigi by Cesare Taurasi, Robert by Robert Jack, Kirsty by Vicky Liddell, Finley by Paul Young, Elspeth by Meg Fraser, Umberto and the Corporal by Tony Kearney, and The Child by Sean Graham. Another Time, Another Place was dramatised by Sue Glover and directed by Gaynor McFarlane.
In a couple of minutes, Mariela Frostrup's here with Open Book.
We now enter the world of archaeoacoustics.
BBC Radio 4 reveals the sounds of the past.
Travelling back in time using sound and music as our time machine.
Professor Jim Al-Khalili explores how the past would have sounded to our ancestors.
The acoustics of Stonehenge sometimes sounded like a very deep bass synthesizer.
Hearing the past, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.